Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. National weather for the first week of spring starts off slow, but it quickly ramps up. We begin the week with cool Canadian high pressure in control of much of the east, with sunny skies and highs close to 70 in the Midwest, and with high 50s along the eastern seaboard. Notable exceptions are some areas of snow in the Rockies. Denver gets a little more snow, and so do the Cascade Mountains in Oregon and Washington. Some spring breakers in South Florida will have to contend with wind and rain, with also a rip current threat for ocean bathers in the Atlantic Southeast. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll see a developing cold front bring rain stretching from Minnesota to Texas, but more on that later this evening. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, have you ever seen a guy on a bicycle try and jump a drawbridge? Yeah, don't try that one. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday, 3 hours every Sunday night, a giant entertainment-packed show just for you. I'm Walter M. Sterling as we drive across Route 80, up and down I-5 in California, 95 in New Jersey, up and down the East Coast, I-4 in Florida. This is the best time of day to listen to the radio, because it's just you and me. There's no one else around. No one's getting in the car with you at this time. It's time for the misfits. Just the misfits. That would be us. I can't believe some of the nonsense that I've had to put up with this week. I can't believe how, once again, I do not have the privilege of seeing my news. When am I going to see my news? You want to know what my news is? See if you can relate to this. Oh, I'm live, by the way. That means you can call in. This is my news. My news is that the service engine light, after $4,800 in repairs have been made to the car, has not gone out yet. I even bought the stupid thing for $80 to attach it to the car and trick it into turning off. And you know what happens when you try to trick it into turning off? You take it in for inspection. They put something on it and they say, did you recently have this repaired or looked at? No. Well, it shows that it hasn't driven long enough to get an accurate reading. Oh. That's my news. My news is that I have a precious, perfect 8-year-old who can't go to school really. Has to go virtually sometimes, messes her up. And having gone from virtual school to actual in-school school is a disaster for her, because she liked virtual school. She's 8. She liked virtual school. And now that she's in real school, I'm so bored. I'm so bored. She finds it incredibly boring. Meanwhile, the 15-year-old can't concentrate.
I just think that you said it.
Nothing we can do can help her. The best thing that we could do for her is keep her home, because every time she goes into real school now, she gets an anxiety attack. She has to come home because of her anxiety attacks. And you'd figure if she had to come home to me, this would be anxiety enough. But it's making her crazy. Now, let me share with you about my Dorothy, who's 18, went to college. In the first semester of college at Syracuse University, the normal adjustments took place. I got a call from you last week, and you said, how's Dorothy doing? We need a Dorothy update. And for God's sakes, I'm so dumb. I didn't realize what you were referring to, and I'm sorry. The 18-year-old who's going to Syracuse University, first semester, disaster. the normal adjustments, ADHD, couldn't prioritize her work, everything piled up, she freaked out, all of that, roommate trouble, no real roommate trouble, but it was all a freak. Then her boyfriend got killed. Imagine your boyfriend gets killed by a campus bus. And that means every time she sees a campus bus, she panics. God bless her. I don't know how she did it. She got over this. She got past this. Then 2 weeks ago, the kid has a stalker. 2 weeks ago, she starts getting nasty texts from a guy that she went out with, ready? Once. She goes out with this guy once, and he starts sending her nasty texts, threatening texts. Now, fortunately, on the Sterling on Sunday staff, we have Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective, and Vic had very good advice. Maybe she should carry mace. I said to Vic, should I call this guy? He said, not a good idea, because if I said the wrong thing, I might commit a federal crime. If I say the wrong thing, it might be viewed as a federal crime threat. Therefore, Walter, don't go calling anybody. Okay, I didn't call anybody. There were a number of excellent suggestions from you about what Dorothy should do with her stalker threater. Number one, it turns out, this stalker threater type is not a student. He's a townie. I think the first lesson we can all agree to is you don't date townies if you're at a private university. Maybe I'm being elitist, but I don't think it was a good idea. But also it meant that she didn't have full protection of the campus police. What did she do? First, she called the real police. They said, call the campus police. Campus police said, call the county police. Well, that's a lot of calling the police for an 18-year-old girl to have to do. But the good news is she hasn't heard from this guy anymore. And I'm telling you that because you have asked. The rest of the news is she's excelling in school. She was on the show 2 weeks ago. You got to hear her talk. Shockingly, with me as her father, she can talk. And much like me as her father, she really has nothing to say. She's doing well in school. And she may move from Syracuse University Arts and Sciences to the elite Newhouse School. The elite Newhouse School. And if that's what she wants, I hope that's what happens. It's been quite a journey for
her. I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
I'm Walter Sterling, and you and I have so much to do tonight. I made an important realization about the future of everybody in the United States of America, and we'll talk about that. Plus, I'm trying to get my news into perspective, because an old man falling on steps three times, you know, going up to the gangway to an airplane, that doesn't strike me as actual news. 80-year-old man falls up steps, doesn't strike me as news, not very exciting. China and Russia hating us, it's not news, not very exciting. But my sweet wife, to whom I had been married 20 years, asked for little from her family, very little. She expressed to me 2 days ago, she said, you know, they're going on a skiing trip. I would really like to go with them. And I'm like, did they invite you? No. Did they invite you last year? Yeah, but I couldn't go. Well, the reason she can't go, just say, hey, take me, is because they'd have to fund her. They'd have to subsidize this trip. You may recall that skiing is an expensive hobby. And at the moment, because I'm in radio, she can't go. We can't fund it. But they could fund it. They all are loaded. All of them are loaded. And they all want to have, you know, wonderful holidays and everybody kumbaya and kiss each other and say everybody else is great. But when it comes down to a buck or two, money that I have in the past happily contributed to, happily, on all sides of my family, whenever money was an issue on any side of my family, I would be happy to contribute. Didn't ask about it. Didn't think twice about it. Contributed to the big vacations, the skiing trips, no problem. Hell, I bought my freaking parents a car. No problem. Painted their house, no problem. Paid for the golf clubs. paid for the golf course, paid for the golf club, no problem. Why? Because if I have money and you're in my family, it's your money. It's family money. Otherwise, what's the point of having, one, money, two, a family? What is the point? Coming up tonight, we have Velo Hool, Drive Through Brew, the usual edition, and I look forward to talking to you. What's my phone number? You ready? Keith Mortensen, you ready? You going to call tonight? Jim Cardacci, you're going to call tonight? All my Midnight Misfits from Florida to California. Time to call. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I'll tell you once more, since you only hear it once a week. 888-688-WALT. 16 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. Sterling on Sunday. We have a brand new sponsor, and I know you're going to love them. If you enjoy wine, and who doesn't, then you need to try Extreme Altitude Malbec from Argentina. They make the wine in remote vineyards at 9,000 feet altitude. These vineyards are miles from civilization. And the result is the most amazing red wine. You stare into the glass, and it's like looking into your soul. These wines are also healthier than other wines, with 10 times more longevity-boosting resveratrol and 90% less sugar. No dyes, no flavor additives. The best part is in the flavor. This is what you'll taste in this wine. Blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry, my favorite. Please go to sterlingwinesale.com, sterlingwinesale.com. You'll find a Malbec from the third highest vineyard in the world. That's 8,950 feet altitude. No inflated prices. You're going to get top quality foreign wine for about half the price. Plus, you get 50% off shipping today and 50% off Malbec's best wine. You know, with Easter and Mother's Day and summer coming up, it's the perfect time to stock up on great wines. Please go to sterlingwinesale.com, sterlingwinesale.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you'll receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's Sterling on Sunday. Everybody's very excited tonight, very excited, because we have broken through to another very important, critical... Where's my headphones? Where am I? Oh, there they are. A very important, critical evolution in our culture, and it's this. There's been so much about him, her, his, mine. All of the pronouns have been banished. It is illegal now to use pronouns for a human being. For example, my beautiful daughter Meredith, who is 15, has a, well, I was going to say boyfriend, but that would be wrong. It's, he's non-binary. He's non-binary. Now, usually in radio, that means some trouble with the mix minus. There's always trouble with the mix minus. Isn't there, James? Isn't there trouble? Dave, isn't there always trouble with the mix minus? Well, in this case, I am not allowed to call her boyfriend him or his. And when him, his is coming to the car, I say, he's coming to the car. I can see him. She goes, they are. I'm like, what? I'm supposed to say, they are coming to the car. I'm like, who is he with? No, no, that's just how we're to refer to him. Well, we've solved another big problem with the pronouns, gender-specific species issues, and it's with the dolphins and the whales. You know that dolphins and whales are often confused, especially by elementary school children. At 6 minutes past the hour, we're going to hear a report on the usual edition about how this is being solved, the confusion between the dolphins and the whales. It's a full report from the usual edition public radio submarine. Well, I think it's very important that we keep up to date on these things. Now, 6 weeks ago, we moved. And as you know, there's no greater trauma than moving. Yet I've never heard any real talk show host, any of the serious people, none of the serious grown-up shows talk about the greatest trauma possible, which is moving. Have you ever heard one of these official, you know, constitutionalists and people who hate this and hate this? Have you ever heard any of them deal with the real issue, which is being screwed by a moving company? There's no bigger issue than the fact that you load up a truck, you're told it weighs this much, and then when it arrives at the next destination, it weighs more. Magically, it weighs more. What does that mean? It means that we're not going to load the truck until you give us $5,000 more. What do you mean? It's going to sit here until you give us $5,000 more, and we'll sit here for a day. Then we got to go to Virginia. What? Then we got to go to Virginia with your stuff. Your stuff stays on the truck. And they take it to Virginia unless you come up with a check, a cashier bank check for $5,000. Why hasn't there been a federal investigation or a state investigation by some attorney general of how crooked the domestic moving industry can be? I'm sure there are good ones. I'm sure there are good ones. Footnote, footnote, attention attorneys. I said I'm sure there are good ones, but I haven't met one. Now we've moved, and I asked for our deposit back from my last landlord. I gave him a couple weeks, good faith. I asked for it back. Now, this is very important. We had done a walkthrough. Oh, those landlords love to say, we're going to do a walkthrough. They love to use that phrase. We'll do a walkthrough. Like, we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Now, for 3 years, I paid this jerk on time every month. I would drive to the outer edges of the land in which we live to put a check into this jerk's box on time every month for 3 years. I never got a thank you, never got a Christmas card. This isn't like a huge corporate landlord. I've dealt with plenty of those. I dealt with the biggest landlord in the world in Manhattan. But now this is just a guy who has a house. And he got a bigger house. He wanted to rent out his smaller house. Good for him. That's called success. Well, he needed his old house back because apparently things didn't work out in his job. I don't know, and I don't care. But he had the right to move back into his house. Our lease was up. And at any place in the world, if the owner of the house needs it back, you give it back. Plus, it's a robust rental market. I was able to find another house in 10 seconds. But I wanted my security deposit back to help pay for the move. We did the walkthrough. My wife did the walkthrough with him. And he said, it looks fine. It looks the way it did when we rented it to you, which is the goal. And that was it. If he had any objections, any issues, if he saw anything that he didn't like, he could have said something. Or he could have thought about it for a day and said, could you come back? I just want to show you something. Maybe you could fix it. like civilized people, like civilized, not like ad salesmen, like civilized people. But he didn't do that. I sent him a note after a month saying I'd appreciate the deposit. Here's my address. In 2 seconds, after sitting on it for a month, in 2 seconds, I get a response. And the response says, you were never going to get your deposit back ever. And then he lists a bunch of things that are totally fixable. Like, not a big deal. Totally fixable. But also, most of them weren't true. They were all things that just weren't true. And now I have a spiritual decision to make. And my spiritual decision is this. Do I enter the ring with this guy? Do I do the back and forth? Do I get a lawyer friend to write letters? Or do I let it go? Do I let it go? It's real money, but it's not enough money to enter the ring. It will upset my current wife, to whom I've been married 20 years. And Samantha, go to bed. Go to bed. Go to sleep. I love you. But I have a 9-year-old who thinks that she's 22. And I have a 22-year-old who wishes that she was 9. Now, my instinct, never good, is to let it go. But it isn't all true what the guy said. What the guy said wasn't all true. 888-688-9258. You sent me a terrific email. Thank you for the email saying this is what you should do and laid out all the legal stuff. And I appreciate that. Thank you for that. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. We have Florida stories coming up. Plus, we're going to review what the future predictions from the past have actually resulted in. And I saw a TV show today that if I made it up, presented it to a board, did a PowerPoint presentation, I would be laughed out of the room. Nobody would think that this ever would get on the air. But it goes to our predictions for the future. No, really, it goes to our predictions for the future. What has been the result of our predictions for the future? My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. And whatever you're looking at right now, take a picture of it and send it to me. Sterling Snaps, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Can't wait to see what you're looking at. I'll post it on my Facebook page during the week. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. A cold front moving east through the Midwest will bring rain by Tuesday and Wednesday to the nation's midsection, with more showers and thunderstorms in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, with flooding concerns from heavy rains training across Houston, Birmingham, and Nashville, Tennessee. Some of this rain turns to snow in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, across the northern Great Lakes, and on into New England by week's end. Unfortunately, more dry weather for California and the Southwest, with the rainy season drawing to a close. In Alaska, though, sun to start the week, but occasional light snow by midweek in Fairbanks. Oh, sit down for this. High temperatures in Fairbanks, close to the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Happy spring, everybody. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, have you ever seen a guy on a bicycle try and jump a drawbridge? Yeah, don't try that one. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Part one of Florida Stories coming up in 8 minutes. 8 minutes on Sterling on Sunday. This is a live radio show, and it's 3 hours long on Sunday night. It's not the Bitcoin show. It's not the gold show. Please explain to me what Bitcoins are. Wait, let's review. They were invented by an imaginary man in China who brought them here, and you can buy them only through authorized agents, but nobody knows who has the authority, and you can't use them to buy corn chips and Pepsi. Yeah, that sounds like pretty solid. Have you seen Kim's Convenience? Have you seen this TV show yet, John Quick? Have you seen Kim's Convenience? This is on Netflix. It's from Canada. But don't be confused. Just because it's from Canada does not mean it's boring. It's not like Degrassi High, where everybody said, you know, this is the coolest show. Degrassi High was much cooler than 90210. And then you watched it, and it was grainy and dark. There wasn't enough lights on Degrassi High out of Canada, and it seemed very boring, and there were very long pauses that was confused for drama. Whenever there's a teenage drama and there are long pauses, people think it's serious, but it could just actually be boring. I digress. Kim's Convenience is a traditional sitcom, structured like a traditional sitcom, easy to follow. Each episode is self-contained. Even you and I can watch this show without having to know anything. It's about a convenience store in Toronto that's owned and operated by a Korean family with a very traditional dad.
The black guy?
Jenny, don't be racist.
What?
You see guy in back?
Yeah.
What you think? Steal or not steal?
He saw him take something?
No, because he don't know steal. He just no steal because he's a black guy, brown shoes.
He's not going to steal because he's a black guy with brown shoes on?
Black guy, brown shoes, that's a no steal. That's a cancel out combo.
Cancel out combo, got it.
One day you take over store, you have to no steal or no steal.
I'm not taking over the store ever.
White guy, white shoes, that's a steal. Brown woman, blue jacket, that's a no steal. But the lesbian, that's a girl who is the gay, if she's a whistling, she's a steal. But two lesbian, surprise, no steal, even if a whistling, cancel out combo.
What about a fat Asian gay man with long straight hair and a black lesbian with a ponytail and cowboy boots? Together, steal or no steal?
That's impossible.
What's impossible?
The fat Asian gay.
But there are Asians who are gay, you know.
I know, but the gay Asian is never fat. Only skinny Asian is a gay. That's a rule. That's how they're doing like what? That. Yeah.
Kim's Convenience, 5 seasons, big hit, huge ratings. Everybody loves it. Now it's on Netflix. Everybody can see it. And they're not going to make a 6th season, even though the CTC gave them a commitment for a 6th season. The producers are walking away from the show. I'm sure they're saying, well, we can't do anymore. But actually, they don't have the guts to say anything. They don't have the guts to say anything because they know there's no win. It's a great show, and I think they've just been offered big bucks to go make something else, leaving the cast in the air. The cast is now they're out of work. This is what makes me crazy. When you do a great job, a spectacular job, and your thanks is leave. I had back when I wore a suit and wingtip shoes and a Brooks Brothers suit, and I had very expensive long lunches, very long, very expensive Diet Coke lunches. My contract was up with this company, and we had done a good job. I had done a very good job, and it isn't a non-binary we. I had done a very good job with my team. And I said, well, let's keep going here, guys. And they said, well, no, we're not going to extend it. We're not going to continue it. And I said, what are you talking about? This worked well. We did a good. And the answer was, yes, you were very successful at it. You did great. We're very happy with our relationship. And the reason we're ending it is because you were a success. What? We're ending it because you were a success. Because if you had failed at this, we'd need to keep going until you got it right. Unbelievable, John Schultz. Unbelievable that that's what happened. I'm already getting Sterling snaps, and I appreciate them. Here's the email. Send whatever you're looking at, take a picture of it, and send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. And then usually like Tuesday, I'll post it. Monday, I don't work. I'm exhausted. I'm thinking about you for 2 days. To make this show, you realize I have to think about you for 2 days. But mostly what I do in terms of show prep, which is very big in the industry, highly regarded in the industry to have superior show prep, what I do most of the time is make the damn printer work, is do whatever I have to do to make the printer work. It hasn't worked for 3 weeks. I'm an optimist, but it's not going to work. Now, what have I done to make it work? I have downloaded the drivers 80 times, maybe 81. I have replaced the ink cartridges several times, which is the equivalent of putting new tires on a car. Think about the price of ink cartridges. I put that much on this thing. It doesn't work. It does communicate with my computer over the Wi-Fi. It pops out the paper when it's supposed to, but it doesn't print anything. There's nothing being printed. I clean the heads. Do you want a robust cleaning, a very hard clean? I can't believe it gives you the choice. Who would want a not the most cleaning? But I get three choices on my brother printer: light cleaning, medium cleaning, or a lot of cleaning. Who would want a light cleaning? I go through that, I don't know, three or four times a week, and it doesn't work. It makes that little sound, doot-doot-doot, and then pops out a sheet of paper. Doot-doot-doot, and it pops out a sheet of paper. They don't work. That's my show prep. I know maybe some of these big hosts, the very serious hosts, are always quoting the Constitution just so they can bore you out of your mind. Maybe those hosts can get their printer to work. I actually knew a host who, when his printer wouldn't work, he wouldn't do the show. I'm not that unprofessional. When my printer doesn't work, I do a show that sounds as though I have nothing in front of me. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds as though I have nothing in front of me. Coming up tonight, I want to share with you, every now and then I hear a recording of a disc jockey. Yes, a radio disc jockey, where I go, whoa, whoa, that's how it's supposed to sound. That's how it's supposed to sound. Trust me, it's been a long time since you've heard a disc jockey where you go, whoa, that's how it's supposed to sound. And then we're going to talk about the Ozempic commercial. It's not product placement. It should be. But we're going to hear about the Ozempic commercial because I realize something important about this and so many other things that is the result of technology predicted from the past that we now have. Could you follow that? You got to follow along. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Phil and James, who are in master control, get paid based on the number of phone calls they receive. Their future, their food budget, is in your hands. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The Curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. It's getting to be that time of year again. Next time you grill a couple of steaks, pop open a bottle of Extreme Altitude Malbec wine. These wines are one of my new sponsors, and their wine is like no other. Now, it comes from these remote vineyards in Argentina. They're at 9,000 feet altitude. When they aren't making wine, they're herding cattle, so they know meat. And that's what these Malbec wines are for. When you pop open a bottle, you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry, which is my favorite flavor. You're also getting less sugar, less chemicals and additives, and 10 times more resveratrol, which is a powerful longevity booster. You can find their wine when you go to sterlingwinesale.com. That's sterlingwinesale.com. Do this now. Visit sterlingwinesale.com today and receive 50% off shipping and 50% off the best Malbec wine. This was a small shipment. It will go fast, so you want to order right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Palm Beach County, Florida, where you're sitting in the drive-thru of the Popeyes, and in front of you, at 1:15, you see a woman getting in an argument with the person that's working the drive-thru cash register. She reaches out the window. The angry customer grabs her arm. A fight ensues. The other three passengers get out of the car. Two of them go in the restaurant and start fighting with employees. And during the scuffle, the driver lady opens her door, reaches in, grabs money out the cash register, then all four women jump back in the car and take off. On one hand, I don't know how anyone could get so upset at a Popeyes. On the other hand, those are some really good chicken sandwiches.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go down to Miami. 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning, a network television executive is doing his morning cycle when he gets to the drawbridge over the Miami River. Now, his friend that's in front of him already made it across, but when he starts, the drawbridge begins to lift. A Miami police spokesman said he tried to overtake the opening. He tried to jump it like the Dukes of Hazzard, but they said that's how he died. Ended up sliding down the concrete slab, and when he hit, that did him in. I don't know when you're going to die. I don't know how you're going to die, but I can pretty much guarantee you, you're not going to die trying to jump a rising drawbridge on your bicycle. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Volusia County, where a bicycle cop is making the rounds in a parking lot, and he was struck by a driver right in the back of his tire, sends him flying. He flips over, and someone's rear view mirror, you know, the side view mirror, impales him in his back. He's already okay. He's out of the hospital. He'll make a full recovery, no lasting injuries. But it gives a whole new meaning to the term, watch your back. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
At 6 minutes past the next hour, 6 minutes past the next hour, we're going to hear a species dilemma solved in the usual edition. Now, you know about this non-binary thing, where instead of calling somebody him or her, they're no longer him or her. They're non-binary. They could be either one at any given time, depending on how loaded they are. Now, there's been a long time trouble with dolphins and whales. Many, especially kids in elementary school, confuse dolphins and whales. To them, they look too much alike. Well, we have a solution. It's going to be presented in the usual edition coming up. That's at 6 minutes past the next hour. You see, we're doing things to maintain audience and drag you through break after break after break against your will. Believe it or not, there are radio executives who devote their entire lives to figuring out how to drag you through break after break after break against your will. Jim Kardashian, Keith Mortensen, John Kelly, these are my Midnight Misfits. Dee Wells, look how fabulous you look tonight. We're all in this together. Isn't that the most pretentious crap when you see these very serious commercials made by very serious people saying, do you know, at this time, these very troubled times, we're all in this together. No, you're not. No, we're not. We're not all in this together. There's about, 30 million Americans waiting for their COVID survival relief check. And there were actually congressmen who were arguing over whether or not it was too much money, whether or not $1,400 was too much money, because what are they going to do with money they can't spend? If you've been out of work for 9 months, you can spend that money. You can go crazy and get a whole gallon of milk instead of a quart. You can actually fill the tank with gas. The greatest luxury is to fill the tank with gas and not have to think about it for 3.5 days. That's the greatest luxury, and that's all that money's going to buy. But it does raise this question. Where is the money? I have friends and relatives who are waiting for their money. They were supposed to get it Wednesday. It was supposed to come on St. Patrick's Day. Without the luck of the Irish, it was supposed to get it on St. Patrick's Day, and it did not arrive. Have you been expecting a survival COVID check? Have you been expecting one? Did you get it? Did you get the full amount? There were a lot of myths, like if you owed back taxes, you wouldn't get the full amount. That's not true. The law is very specific. It has nothing to do with back taxes. It has nothing to do with money you may owe the government. Separate issue, because those can be contested. It's like if they tow your car, they can't make you pay the parking ticket because you could pay you to get the car back. You could contest the parking ticket, but you can't contest the fact that your car was towed by your city's criminals. Criminals! But here we have a situation where money was promised to millions of people on Wednesday. And according to my friends and relatives, it didn't show. They didn't get their money. When are they going to get their money? Did you get your money, or have you had trouble? Because I can't say to a friend or relative, why don't you call the IRS? Because they're going to say to me, well, I have a day job and I have children and I can't be on hold for 4 days. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. I'm live coast to coast. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. That's right. You can dial WALT and you'll get me. We have a big show tonight. I have the usual edition coming up at 6 past the hour to solve the species problem under the ocean. Vilo Hul will explain to us what's going on Oak Island. The drive-through brew, and I've got news about the drive-through brew, and I can't believe it. There's a very smart, very good writer who's going to write my biography. Now, for years, the people have said, why don't you got to write your stories? I'm like, I don't want to just, because if I wrote the book, it would just be radio stories. And I can't get radio people interested in my radio stories at a radio convention. So I don't expect you to be. I said it has to be a bigger book. We have to write a book that might be of interest to, like, people who are not related to me. People who are not in the radio industry. I think it's a fair goal, don't you? Well, that's our goal. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about how we figured out how to write the book. And in the process, it became clear to me how I work. Because nothing I ever read about 5 ways to success, 6 ways to avoid failure, what to do when you're in the workplace, none of it ever made any sense to me. Maybe it worked for you if you have an MBA. Maybe it worked for you if you knew how to work a spreadsheet. But it made no sense to me. But I think we figured out how to make it make sense. I'm exhausted and I got 2 hours to go. I mean, I've just been going and going with that motor energy that good talk show hosts have, that motor energy, you know. I've threw in a few drop-ins. And tonight, after midnight, after 9 p.m. on the West Coast, I'm going to play for you an unbelievable radio disc jockey. That's all of this and you on Sterling.
This man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. National weather for the first week of spring starts off slow, but it quickly ramps up. We begin the week with cool Canadian high pressure in control of much of the east, with sunny skies and highs close to 70 in the Midwest, and with high 50s along the eastern seaboard. Notable exceptions are some areas of snow in the Rockies. Denver gets a little more snow, and so do the Cascade Mountains in Oregon and Washington. Some spring breakers in South Florida will have to contend with wind and rain, with also a rip current threat for ocean bathers in the Atlantic Southeast. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll see a developing cold front bring rain stretching from Minnesota to Texas, but more on that later this evening. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Florida may have started a chain reaction that leads to the new sport of shooting down drones. For Sterling on Sunday, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and the usual edition is broadcasting from under the sea. Now that we have erased gender identity on land, let's go underwater and help our fin friends. Starting with dolphins and whales, it's time to recognize dolphins and whales as one species. So many school children confuse them. Let's end the shame they feel when being corrected. Which is a dolphin, which is a whale? And the struggle.
It's impossible for public school children to see the difference between dolphins and whales. This is what makes the whales so grumpy. Randy, what is the plan?
We've eliminated human pronouns. Let's eliminate species names in the sea. Let's go to their origins. Dolphins and whales shall be called blow pops. They blow and everyone loves pops. It's settled. What do you think, Blind Jim?
I see no difference between the noisy fish. It's sushi to me.
This special edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from Plastic Pellets, used to feed the whales and dolphins, with mixed results. And now, music from a tiny mop.
This is the garden of make-believe, a magical garden of make-believe, where flowers juggle and birds play tricks, and a magic tree grows lollipop sticks. Here in the garden, what we say and do, we'd like you to join us and do it too.
This is a three-hour show, 2 hours to go. That means 1 hour you didn't have to hear if you just joined us. Welcome on KFBK in Sacramento, Bill White's radio station. And when I say to Bill White, you know, Bill, some station should hire me full time. He goes, it'll happen. And when I say to him, Bill, do you like my show? What do you think of my show? It's okay. I mean, that's the most I can get out of him or anybody in the radio industry because they don't know what to do with it. Now, let me share with you about my show, Sterling on Sunday. 3 live hours, 7 to 10 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast. This is how talk radio used to be. This is what the shows used to sound like. Each host came in with wacky, interesting observations about their day. And you know what? These shows were number one in total audience. Number one. The shows that just go after, you know, a political party, go after the Democrats, nothing happens. Nothing happens. All right. Back in the old days, when you went to social study class or to a World's Fair, or to some museum, and you saw films about the future, you saw predictions about the future, they tended to sound like
this. Welcome to Futurama 2. Welcome to a journey into the future, a journey for everyone today into the everywhere of tomorrow. Let us explore together the future.
What was the future, according to those films? There'd be computers and picture phones, and people would be in self-driving cars. everybody would live in the sky, work in the sky, live in the sky or under the sea. There'd be vast cities under the sea. I don't know what the benefit would that be, but what would the benefit be of vast cities under the sea? Food would be grown in the air. They would be grown, what is that called? Anyway, you'd eat plants all day. You'd just eat plants. Everybody would be happy. Robots would do your cleaning. Many of these things have come true, are coming true, but this is the important part. There was a promise attached to each one of these inventions. The Jetsons, the World's Fairs, all the social studies films projecting the future, they all had one singular promise. It all led to one single promise. And today we are living in the results of that promise having come to fruition. And I will tell you what that is in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Do you like to drink wine, you know, once in a while? I'm Walter Sterling. If so, here's how to make that drink 10 times healthier. In Argentina, they make a very dark wine, a red wine, from Malbec grapes. They're grown at 9,000 feet altitude. Now, they've lab tested these wines and found that they contain up to 10 times the levels of longevity and heart health nutrient called resveratrol. Resveratrol's powerful stuff. It pops up again and again in studies on longevity, heart health, and brain health. The wines also have 90% less sugar, fewer chemicals, fewer additives. Plus, if you love steak and barbecue, red wine has been shown to actually make the red meat healthier. And then there's the taste. These taste great. You'll taste a little blackberry, leather, cherry, and smoke. Today, when you visit sterlingwinesale.com, S-T-E-R, sterlingwinesale.com, you'll receive 50% off their best Malbec and 50% off shipping. Just visit sterlingwinesale.com. Good health and great taste. Who could ask for more?
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Welcome to Futurama 2. Welcome to a journey into the future. A journey for everyone today into the everywhere of tomorrow. Let us explore together the future.
What was the promise of the future, the key promise of the future? There was one key promise that the computers, the picture phones, the telephones, the portable phones, the electric cars, everybody living in one building, going to work in the same building, there was one promise. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday, 3 hours on Sunday night. There's nothing else like it. There never will be anything else like it. You should be very grateful. You should say, thank God, Mr. Sterling, thank you for donating so much time to making this show. You're welcome. It's the least I can do for you, and that's why I do it. What was the promise of the future? Do you remember those films where they talked about all the great things that were going to happen, but they all had one result?
Welcome to Futurama 2. Welcome to a journey into the future. A journey for everyone today into the everywhere of tomorrow. Let us explore together the future.
What was the promise of the future? Duncan Hines promised it. Toaster ovens, microwaves, remote controls, they all promised it. Have you seen that insane commercial that shows that with your smartphone, you can push one button and say goodnight, and it'll turn down your lights, your thermostat, your television, your outdoor lights, and lock your doors? Never happened. Anytime I have seen those sort of things where it's going to control my house or my apartment, something doesn't work. Maybe the locks on the windows, the thermostat, the turning off my phone, something doesn't work. There's one component that, oh, that's extra. You're going to have to, that'll be available in 9 years. We'll send it to you the minute it's ready. Or you're going to need a professional to install that. Never happens. I never get the full plate of the future. It never arrives for me. But there's one promise that all of those things are supposed to do. And it appears to be a very appealing promise seized by billions of people. The key promise of the future was it will save time. When they first brought out cake mixes, the promise was it will save time, because baking a cake from scratch is a big production that no one knows how to do anymore. And by the way, when they first brought out cake mixes, they were a disaster. They did not sell by anybody, because it turns out that the original cake mixes had the flour ingredients, the dry ingredients, and you were to put them in a bowl and mix them with water, and that was supposed to be it. Well, then men and women who were in charge of baking at home did not feel they were actually baking. When they went back, Pillsbury, Duncan Hines went back and said, add an egg. Go ahead and add an egg. Boom! Sold like crazy, because you add an egg, then you're baking. That's what they found out. But the promise was, now you will have more free time. And here we are with computers and computer printers, which eat up all of my time, and self-driving cars and remotes, and you have more free time. However, there was a fatal flaw in the presentation of this information. No company to this day has told us what to do with the free time. Nobody has said, you've saved all this time, and now here's what you can do. Nobody has said that. We make bad choices in our free time. We make terrible choices in our free time. Let me share with you some of mine. I'd love to hear some of your bad choices with your extra free time. 888-688-9258 is my phone number. Give Phil something to do. 888-688-9258. There's James. They are paid by the phone call. 888-688-9258. Plus, I'll play you a mystery voice. If you get it right, you win a gift from Velo Hool. No other talk show does this. They do nothing like this. Some of my bad choices. I seem to be suckered every day into clicking on clickbait. The Secrets of Diana, or my favorite, there's this weird clickbait which says, say goodbye to Tom Selleck. We finally have to say goodbye to Tom Selleck. The real tragedy of the Brady Bunch revealed. Right? Those are what the clickbaits say. And I click them. What the Vikings really look like. What do I care what the Vikings really look like? I don't care what the Vikings really look like, but I click it to see what the Vikings really look like. By the way, the guy who played the lead on the History Channel's The Vikings is a supermodel. In real life, he's a supermodel. He's a big deal fashion model. But they put on a lot of dirt, and all of a sudden, he's a terrifying man. But that's the first thing I did. I started clicking on clickbait. You know, the real secrets of Oak Island. I click on that to learn the real secrets of Oak Island. 22 pages later, I still haven't learned the real secrets of Oak Island. Princess Diana's last horrific words. And I'm clicking on 22 pages of clickbait to find out Princess Diana's last horrific words. Well, that's how I'm using my free time. Club Penguin. There was a great kid game, preschooler game, called Club Penguin. And you won points by doing things with the penguins. Video game, online game. Before Disney bought it, it was a great game. You know what I used to do? My kids love Club Penguin. They'd play Club Penguin. And when I got to work, I'd play Club Penguin on their accounts to win points for them. The fishing game, by the way, was the way to get the most points. That's how I used my time. 888-688-WALT. But this is... We were given no instructions as to what to do with our free time. Andrew in South Jersey, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 24 past the hour. Hi.
How's it going, Walter?
Excited to talk to you, buddy.
Let me tell you something. You know what I do with my free time? I get out the newest P-Funk albums. You know, Bootsy just put one out in October. George put one out. The Power of the One, man. And I play it all the time when I'm just driving for Lyft or whatever. You know what I also do is I look up YouTube videos on how to do stuff, you know. So you can learn how to do brain surgery.
It's true. It's true. But what have you needed to learn to do with YouTube videos? What have you needed to learn to do?
Well, I like to look up, alternative power methods, how to make energy out of dead batteries, you think they're dead and they're not really dead. All you have to do is multiply them. So you can multiply volts. You just can't multiply amps, right?
Right.
And so the power is actually still there, which I was amazed to find out that you could take, two dead 18-volt batteries and put them together in series. And you still have power. And then you can ramp it up by, attaching it to a magnet that spins and power your whole house with this thing, or the Stirling engines.
What about the Tesla power, the wireless power from Tesla? Have you learned to do that?
Well, I am actually getting my solar panel certification next month, or I start the class next month at Philadelphia OIC, and believe it or not, the classes are free, which is amazing. I actually love learning new things, So, yes, I'll probably learn about the Tesla power options as well. I see their ads all over the place. They're looking for installers. Go ahead, ask.
No, and I respect that, but that's a lot more self-discipline than I have, because I can't quite get past the clickbait and some other strange things I'm going to share with you in just seconds. Now, would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize from Avilo Hool?
Oh, well, I'll give it a shot.
Trying to tell him what's going on, that's the same that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
Who do you think that is?
Trying to tell him what's going on. That's the scene that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
Yes, who do you think that is?
I'm going to say, goodness gracious, it ain't Kathy Lee Crosby, that's for sure. or Christy McNichols. Is it Taylor Swift?
No. Do you have a crush on Christy McNichol?
Nah, it's just something that popped in my head.
All right, well, that's a good guess. Listen, thank you very much for the call, Andrew. I appreciate the call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. We're approaching the Midnight Misfit part of the show, where Billy Datz and his kids will appear magically, plus Dee Wells and John Kelly, who's in another country, and all my Midnight Misfits. Let's see. It's 29 past the hour. We have a lot to do. All right. What else do I do with my free time? Now that we have all this free time, this was the promise of the future. We're talking about the promise of the future always came to one point, which was you will have more free time. You will have more free time. Now, none of these futuristic movies, none of these products, you know, use this Duncan Hines cake mix and you will have more free time. None of them said what to do with the free time. And I think as a country, we're very bad at knowing what to do with free time. Because what most people do with free time is they watch the entire Netflix series start to finish. If there are 32 episodes of the Netflix show, they'll sit there and watch it till it's over. Could you make dinner for us at the end of my show? Yeah, but there are 14 more episodes. Kid needs help with homework. There are 22 more episodes. I have to watch my show. I have to watch my show. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe what I have to listen to. All right, we've got a lot to do. I'm going to share with you the most stunning example of a bad use of free time. I'll share that with you coming up in just seconds. My number is 888-688-WALT. What's your worst use of free time? 888-688-9258. It's a powerful radio show. It's a live radio show on Sunday night. Nothing else is live. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. A cold front moving east through the Midwest will bring rain by Tuesday and Wednesday to the nation's midsection, with more showers and thunderstorms in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, with flooding concerns from heavy rains draining across Houston, Birmingham, and Nashville, Tennessee. Some of this rain turns to snow in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, across the northern Great Lakes, and on into New England by week's end. Unfortunately, more dry weather for California and the Southwest, with the rainy season drawing to a close. In Alaska, though, sun to start the week, but occasional light snow by midweek in Fairbanks. Oh, sit down for this. High temperatures in Fairbanks close to the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Happy spring, everybody. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. An election is going to have to be overturned, not the presidential election or anything like that, but there was some tampering in the Florida State Senate District 37. The incumbent on the ballot, his name is Jose Rodriguez, and his opponents paid a guy $44,000 to get on the ballot, and his name is Alex Rodriguez, in hopes of causing voters to confuse the two. You know the incumbent, but Alex is going to be listed first because it's alphabetical, and maybe they'll just choose the wrong guy, or maybe they'll think it's Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player. I don't know, but maybe they'll just siphon off of a few votes here and there, and it'll cause them to lose. And it worked. I mean, they got caught in the process, and they're probably going to have a special election to redo it. But it's called having a shadow candidate. The old shadow candidate, huh? Don't act all high and mighty. I know you're thinking, boy, the voters are a bunch of idiots in that district. Think about it right now, though. Be honest, without Googling it, without asking, can you name which state senator's district you live in right now? Don't feel bad. I can't. Neither can Walter. Neither does Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Okay, for our last Florida story, we're going to Boynton Beach, Florida. Whereas some people showed up to enjoy a beautiful day on the beach, they noticed something that wasn't there yesterday or the day before. It looked like one of those unmanned aerial drones, except it's this bright red color. Turns out it's a U.S. Air Force drone that they use for target practice. So they have these things flying around up in the air, and they get in the fighter jets and they chase them down. They usually have boats down there that sweep and pick up the messes, and they missed one, and it ended up floating all the way to shore. Scared the heck out of some locals, though. They pulled out their cell phone videos and were taking some pictures of it and stuff. So my concern is they've given Florida Man here an idea about some next-level skeet shooting. I wouldn't be surprised if after seeing this, there's been a bunch of Florida guys saying, man, we should build our own drones and shoot them out of the sky. You know how fun that would be? Don't laugh. It's going to happen. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Welcome to Futurama 2. Welcome to a journey into the future, a journey for everyone today into the everywhere of tomorrow. Let us explore together the future.
Now, you remember this song. This song has haunted you most of your life. It's on that list of 70 songs that you don't want to remember. Like, what was that song, Sky High by Jigsaw? There was a group called Jigsaw, and they had a song called Sky High. Meanwhile, a group called Pilot did this song called Magic. I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV. And as a result of having too much free time, which was the promise of the future, having too much free time, I'm staring at the TV, excuse me, and I'm starting to think about Dave Patton. Now, Dave Patton was the lead singer for the group Pilot, which sang Magic. And I'm thinking about Dave Patton, who's Scottish, probably sitting there in England. And that's a 50-year-old song from 1970, 30, 20, yeah, 50-year-old song. And he's sitting there, you know, probably in a nice little apartment. He has a big IMDb. He's a very successful music producer. Fortunately, never recorded another song that we had to listen to on the radio, but he was a successful music producer. He's one of those guys in the music industry who's always working. That's what you want if you're in the music industry. That's the miracle. He was always working. But he didn't expect anything more. I think he probably had a humble life, nice life, made some tea, had some biscuits, maybe some of that Scottish porridge. We don't know what's in that porridge. And one day, his phone rings. He gets a phone call from America. He never expected to get this phone call. Hello, I'm Dave Patton. I used to sing this very annoying song in the 70s.
Ho, 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 it's magic.
In fact, probably on his answering machine is that song. I'm Dave Patton. I'm very annoying. I wrote this song. Okay, good for you, Dave. Never expected to hear from America. What does he hear? He hears from America that this drug company wants to use his stupid song for a television commercial.
Oh!
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 What? He goes, what? You want to use my song for a prescription drug? My silly song for a prescription drug? And they say, yes, Dave Patton, can we use your silly song for a prescription drug TV commercial?
Oh!
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 And he's like, now he's looking around like, what do I charge for a prescription drug song to be played coast to coast in America? He's staring at the ceiling. He goes, you know, no one's called him for the rights to the song Magic. Since 1970, nobody has ever called him for the rights to the song Magic. He's thinking, you know, maybe dinner. I'd be happy to get dinner. And how about a trip to New York? Could I get a trip to New York? Now, meanwhile, if you sell the rights to your song for a prescription drug, you're looking at $1 million. No, sir, but he's Dave Patton. He doesn't know what to charge for this. What is the point of this story? You want to hear that again, don't you? All right.
Oh!
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 What is the point of this story? This is the result of having too much free time. This is the promise of the future given to us by World's Fairs, social studies movies. This is what the electronic car is going to do. This is what, picture phones and all these things are going to give you. You're going to have all this extra free time, cake mixes, frozen TV dinners, microwaves. You'll have more free time. And what have I done with the free time? Clickbait. I play my kids' video games to win them coins while they're at school. You have become an expert in Minecraft and Sims 3. This is a result of our extra time. Have we taken college courses at night? No. Have we learned to paint? No. Have we become professional photographers? No. Now, I'm not saying those things are better than Minecraft, but I'm just saying those are the sort of noble ambitions that we envisioned when we learned that we would have more free time, because when we found out about the microwave, the picture phone, electronic cars, floating this and that, nobody said, and here's what to do with the free time. What did I do with the free time? I started to contemplate the life of David Patton, the man who wrote this song.
Oh!
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 And I thought, what was that day like when Ozempic called him and said, we'd like to use your song in our national television commercial in America? What was his day like? He wasn't expecting that. He was just eating biscuits. I'm Walter Sterling, 45 past the hour. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap. And no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is the rarest of talk shows. We take phone calls, and we actually put them on the air. There is Jack. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jack.
Thank you for calling my taking my call, Walter. You and I have so much in common. It's unbelievable. Did you ever hear the program Handle on Law? He's an attorney, and he helps anybody that has a problem.
No.
It's a good program. Listen to me.
It might not be on this station, and therefore I shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about it, and I want to, you know.
Okay, he's a lawyer. He's very funny. Yes. I'm not going to be calling him, but he's very clever. He does mornings on a big station in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you want to tell me?
I was over to Atlantic City 300 times. We used to run trips over there, and I've got to get some of your arthritis medicine. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm 82 years old, and it's taken over my body big time.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You and I are talking about when the future was predicted, the key promise of the technology would be you will save time. We will save time. Now, what is the point of having the time? None of these advertisers or technocrats said, and when you have more time, you should do this with it. And therefore, we made very poor decisions. We made bad decisions. For example, too many of us play Minecraft. Too many wait for the whole series to drop on Netflix, and then we sit there and watch 28 episodes of a British drama where the solution to the murder is obvious. Or we watch every episode of Doctor Who. That takes 2 weeks. Never leave our seat. We watch every episode of Doctor Who. One of the things that I did, one of the dumb things I did, was I started to imagine the life of Dave Patton. Dave Patton wrote this song.
Ho, 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 it's magic.
Now, there was, other than Jigsaw by Sky High, there was never a more annoying song. One day, some genius at Ozempic, a prescription drug company, says, you know, Ozempic, what song has an O in it? Let's call that guy who wrote Magic by Pilot.
Oh!
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 And they made it into this jingle. Probably Dave Patton was sitting there in Scotland going, you know, I'd be happy with, like, dinner and a trip to America. It's easily worth $1 million based on how many times they've played it on American television. Easily that much money. But wait, there's more. I'd like to know what you're doing with all this free time now the technology has made all the tasks easier. But it seems to me that when technology made tasks easier, I just got a new list of tasks. I think it's great that FedEx or those overnight couriers will deliver my package tomorrow, but then I have to fill out the form. Filling out the form seems to take a surprisingly long time. Well, you know, you can load it up in your computer and it'll print it. Not my printer. You might be able to load it up in the printer, in the computer, but it won't come out of my printer. Nothing's come out of my printer in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. My printer has only printed blank sheets, blank sheets, blank sheets. And it wants me to buy all new cartridges. It wants me to clean the heads, and I do all that, and it doesn't work. I download the driver. It still doesn't work. That's my curse. But wait, there's more. I saw a television show today that I could not believe anybody could get on the air. It was so insane. The thinking that got into this was so insane. I couldn't believe it. One of the things I'll tell you what that is in just seconds, but one of the things I do with my free time is, like you, I watch the Ancient Alien show on History Channel. Now, if there weren't so many of us wasting our free time, they would have had maybe 13 episodes of this. I think they're up to about 113 episodes. Let me sum up the series for you. Aliens built the pyramids, and the Great Pyramid of Giza has all of the mathematical formulas in the world hidden in its construction. That's number one. Number two, around the world, there are 4-ton blocks of stone that nobody can figure out how Stone Age men could figure out how to get into place. But those were Stone Age men. That's all they did. That's why they were called Stone Age guys. They were experts in stone. You and I are not experts in stone. Nobody could figure out how they did it. Then the other part of Ancient Aliens is that there were giants. All around the world, they can find giants' tombs. However, no giant skeletons, but there are the tombs for giants. Can't explain that. What's the other thing they do? Oh, yeah, and every single stone structure they find today was an astronomical calendar that had precision unlike anything we have at NASA. Unbelievable. These stones are more precise than anything at NASA. This is what I've learned from the Ancient Alien Theories people. What does that mean? It means I have spent an extraordinary amount of time watching the Ancient Alien show on the History Channel. When I don't do that, I watch Pawn Stars. What happens on Pawn Stars? Guy brings in a poster of The Who or a guitar owned by The Who, always a heavy metal band, never the Association. Never a guitar from the Association is brought in there. Heavy metal band. They bring it in. It's got some scrawly thing on it. I will bring in my expert on scrawly signatures. We'll see how much it's worth. The guy comes in and says, well, this may or may not be the real signature. We'll have to find out. We find out. How much do you want for it? I want $1,800. I'll give you $8. I'll take $9. Done. There it is. That's the whole Pawn Stars show. But I have to tell you about the TV show that I could not believe I saw today. It was just the thinking that went into it is the best demonstration of what do we do with all the free time now? What do we do with all the free time? What are you doing with all the free time now that we have all this technology that was promised to us at the World's Fair? Here's your phone number. It's 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Do I care that an 80-year-old man fell up the stairs going to an airplane? No, it doesn't matter to me. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. National weather for the first week of spring starts off slow, but it quickly ramps up. We begin the week with cool Canadian high pressure in control of much of the east, with sunny skies and highs close to 70 in the Midwest, and with high 50s along the eastern seaboard. Notable exceptions are some areas of snow in the Rockies. Denver gets a little more snow, and so do the Cascade Mountains in Oregon and Washington. Some spring breakers in South Florida will have to contend with wind and rain, with also a rip current threat for ocean bathers in the Atlantic Southeast. By Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll see a developing cold front bring rain stretching from Minnesota to Texas, but more on that later this evening. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather in 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is J.J. Wilson with another edition of Drive Through Brew.
the weekly program that dares to examine the tumultuous work lives of Jake and the manager, two guys who sell beer, snacks, and T-shirts at a drive-thru. Now, in our last episode, Jake threw a temper tantrum and quit. Let's listen in as he returns to the brew a week later to speak with his ex-boss.
I'm here to pick up my final check.
You know, Jake, it's been kind of rough around here since you quit. Would you consider coming back?
For $2 more an hour, I would.
$2? That's $80 a week.
Plus no scrubbing toilets and no waiting on bratty fraternity boys and stuck-up mommies with baby on board signs.
Man, I don't know.
Plus no more watching stupid training videos, and I want my birthday off with pay.
Wow, you're killing me. All right, how about no more training videos, no more toilet scrubbing, and I'll handle the baby on board people.
What about the frat boys and my birthday and my raise?
I'm dying here. I'll give you your birthday off with no pay, free snacks on Friday as long as they're stale, and a ladies' T-shirt the next time your girlfriend dumps you and you need to send her a gift.
Plus $2 an hour.
25 cents.
$1.50, and you can keep the snacks and the T-shirt.
50 cents, but you have to clean the toilets.
$1.25, and I'll handle the frat boys.
Jake, would you just shut up and put on your apron?
50 cents and a half, maybe.
Oh, all right, but don't tell anybody.
Will Jake ever learn to negotiate? Listen next time when he says,
plus my own parking space if I ever get a car and a driver's license.
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Work responsibly. Don't quit your job unless you're really rich, like Prince Harry.
Yeah. All right, it's 10 past the hour. We're coast to coast. Sterling on Sunday, 3 hours. Yes, 3 hours. 3 hours every Sunday night. And it's an honor to be with you. There's nothing I enjoy more than making this radio show with Keith Mortensen and his 18-wheeler, you and your four-wheeler going up and down I-95, I-4 in Florida, I-5 in California, the 101. This is us. It's our time of day. We're special because you and I prefer to work and live and be awake at this time of day. The day people are very suspicious of us, the day people are the ones who say, fill out this form, they're the ones who think HR is necessary. I know for a fact HR is not only not necessary, it should be eliminated immediately. And when everybody is on a Zoom call for work, there is no need for HR, is there? Because what human resources should be doing is one thing. Administering benefits, health care, pension, insurance, that's all they should be doing. And that's all they used to do. And then it became this thing. Remember when you first started going to the doctor, to your pediatrician, who was in the office? The pediatrician and a nice nurse 3 out of 5 days a week. He or she did the billing. That was it. Now you go into a doctor's office, there's a whole industry back there. It's a whole factory behind the front desk. Fill out this form, and then you have to fill out the form that says, this is when I checked in. And I said, but I filled out these forms last time I was here. You have to fill them out every time. You fill out your medications, your allergies, all to deal with litigation. I went to the dentist about a year ago. Because I had a bad toothache. I had to fill out more paperwork than if I had bought the nuclear codes. It was insane. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I went to the dentist this week. I'll tell you that story in just seconds. But we just heard about spring break on Drive Thru Brew. We heard about spring break. Let me tell you about spring break. Nobody ever says this. When I was in high school and college, I hated the kids who went to spring break, hated them, because I was jealous as hell. I couldn't imagine what it was like to go to Florida stay in a hotel room with eight other guys and watch wet tea contests. I didn't want to get drunk. I never wanted to get drunk. That was never my interest. I wanted to watch wet tea contests at places like The Button in Fort Lauderdale. The Button in Fort Lauderdale has this mythic place in our heads where the women stand on the diving board, they get wet, everybody cheers, everybody's happy. Nobody says, I'm a woman, you're oppressing me. They say, I'm happy. I was so jealous of those guys who had the freedom to just go and do it and had the parents who would pay for it. My parents weren't going to pay for that. My parents were very kind and generous people, but they weren't going to waste their money on that nonsense. You're not going there. What are you going to do there? And my mother would be right. Like, what was I going to do there? There were those kind of jockey guys. They weren't even necessarily on teams, but they were jockey guys who could go and watch a wet tea contest and have a good time. Every time I see footage of Fort Lauderdale or those mobs on the beach, I'm always struck by how skinny and six-packed those guys are. Where they get all those guys from Central Casting that they're six-packed and all those women who are perfect. They were not in my high school. They were not at my dorm at Syracuse University, I'll tell you that. That was the biggest problem they had when MTV had their spring break shows. Remember MTV used to have spring break shows? Remember MTV used to have fun live sort of shows? Well, so they go down there to, where was the first place? Fort Lauderdale. They take a camera crew down there. They're going to tape interstitial, and then they had a problem. They had a problem because the women who went on spring break, who were out in the sun for the first time that year, had been eating pizza the whole first semester. Now they're on break. They'd eaten pizza the whole first semester. And what did MTV do? They hired exotic dancers and strippers to be in the shots who would look great and match our imaginations as to who went to spring break. But I was always jealous of those guys. I was so jealous because I could not have done it. It wasn't that my parents wouldn't allow me. It's that I wouldn't know what to do. And I would have a lot of trouble sleeping in a poorly air-conditioned room with 18 other guys. So many problems. Well, I'm going to share with you the single most bizarre television show that I have ever seen. I'll share it with you in just seconds. And it comes down to, what do we do with the free time? Now that all the films of the future, there'll be electric cars and moving rampways and, microwaves, all the things that have been put into our lives to save us time. Nobody ever said, and here's what you do with your time. You're my midnight misfit. Welcome, Midnight Misfits. I'd like you to take out your cell phone, take a picture of what you're looking at, take a picture and send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I'll put it on my Facebook page later in the week, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Take a Sterling snap. Let me see what you're looking at while I'm on the radio. It's a way we have community bonding at 16 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Curse of Oak Island. Intriguing finds, but few answers and more questions. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5 and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to Harry's.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Osgood.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
This season of Oak Island is intriguing, and it has so many more answers, including a cobblestone road that's been followed to go from the eye of the triangle in the swamp all the way to where they believe the money pit is. In the war room, it was presented, my goodness, iron, big iron stakes, and they found out what the answer was from Carmen Legg, and it was surprising even to me. It was legs to a cannon. Now, why would a cannon be needed unless you were defending a great treasure? The treasure could be gold beyond anyone's imagination. It could be the Ark of the Covenant, but I believe it's the Holy Grail. The Brits were there, the Knights Templar, the Spaniards, all on this little island. The Legina brothers are desperate for answers, are so desperate, but all they do is keep finding more intriguing clues. With your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
Judy in Dallas, who discovered us on Kevin Graham's WBAP. Judy always has a terrible joke for us, a dad joke. We love Judy. Love her, love her, love her. Judy, please share with us your terrible joke.
Okay. Yeah, just excuse your voice. Even worse than that. Probably a little bug of pneumonia in the hospital, but there.
Judy, stop. Yes. Turn off the radio. Why would you have the radio on? You can hear me on the phone.
I don't know. I'm going to listen to the chair. Okay, then is it better?
Is the radio off
now? Is it
now?
Better?
Well, yeah, it's a lot better than hearing myself 20 seconds later. Now, tell us the joke again. Turn it off.
I can't get you, remember?
You can online. Okay, now what is what's your joke?
Okay, when you call an alligator, it is best.
Sterling on Sunday. Instant replay.
What's the joke again?
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
In a vest. An investigator.
An investigator.
So growing up, I went to a very shishi summer camp, very shishi, private school, all this stuff. And I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park, if we're lucky, in our two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the aisles of Gristiti's. This is Gristiti's, a supermarket chain in New York. He said these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the aisles. And so that's what I did.
The lips are so different. All girls have just wonderful soft lips.
I am attracted to women, but I mean, he's good looking and that kiss was really nice, so.
This was my best kiss.
Your best kiss? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was your best one.
Yeah.
Was it really?
No.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I don't want to play that. 888-688-WALT. I have something else for you that's pretty exciting. So many of my, so many of the sounds I want to play are labeled things like orgasm, Alyssa Milano. It's really not a very professional show. You know, I'm not seriously discussing the Constitution. Sorry, I'm not discussing the Constitution. All right, now, there was this show. I saw this show today. I couldn't believe it. One of the ways we know we have no instructions on what to do with our free time. I think having a lot of free time is great. I think we should have a two-day work week. There's no the notion of going to work 40 hours a week comes from a time when everything was a farm and a factory. The problem in getting away from the 4-day work week, I'm sorry, from the 40-hour work week, you know what the problem is? As an employer, I can tell you what the problem is. Most states define full-time employee as working 40 hours a week. Benefits, insurance, all of that's based on, are you a full-time employee or not? That is defined as 40 hours a week. Every state would have to change the definition of full-time employee before we can go to civilization and say, you know what, 10 hours a week is enough. That's with all the technology and computers. I thought the work week was supposed to get shorter. Instead, what's happened is that as we have better technology, we have more help at home. We have more help at home. Things are freed up at home. We have more free time based on home tasks, not work tasks, which kind of defeats the purpose, it seems to me. However, listen to this.
In our history and the timeline of planet Earth, where the reptilians and the other extraterrestrials will announce themselves.
Yes, the reptilians will come out and announce themselves. They'll say, we'd like to eat more worms and flies. That's what the reptilians are going to come out. I watched this Ancient Aliens show on the History Channel, and I'm looking at it today, and I'm like, this one is different. I can't believe what I'm looking at. All of the experts, quote, experts, self-proclaimed experts on the ancient alien theory, have been gathered into one conference room, and they're sitting around a table. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. They were all there arguing with each other. Well, it was the reptilians who did this. No, we had DNA alterations. No, these aliens were giants and they came here and moved the giant blocks. I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at the six of these geniuses around a table arguing with each other about which ancient alien theory is the correct one. But then there's somebody at the head of the table. And I find it very interesting. There's one guy at the head of the table.
in our history and the timeline of planet Earth, where the reptilians and the other extraterrestrials will announce themselves.
Who's at the head of the table? This is really what made it spectacular. It was far better than anything I could have ever imagined. Somebody said we should get all the ancient aliens together at the head of the, you know, on this table, and one of them should be in charge. All right, that's a pretty good idea. Which one was in charge? Let me see if I can find audio of this, because it's far more dramatic when we can find audio. I'm not so sure we're going to find the audio for this. No, I hadn't planned on it. It wasn't like we screwed up. Here we go. At the head of the table of the ancient alien theorists is William Shatner. Who came up with that idea to make him the head of the board of ancient alien theorists? Here was a guy who was actually a Star Trek captain. And they started to refer to things on Star Trek like, well, you know, Bill, Mr. Shatner, don't you think the dilithium crystals would have been able to propel us into light speed? I couldn't believe what I was watching. All right, let's you and I talk about this. 888-688-WALT. What are you doing with all this free time?
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. A cold front moving east through the Midwest will bring rain by Tuesday and Wednesday to the nation's midsection, with more showers and thunderstorms in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, with flooding concerns from heavy rains draining across Houston, Birmingham, and Nashville, Tennessee. Some of this rain turns to snow in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, across the northern Great Lakes, and on into New England by week's end. Unfortunately, more dry weather for California and the Southwest, with the rainy season drawing to a close. In Alaska, though, sun to start the week, but occasional light snow by midweek in Fairbanks. Oh, sit down for this. High temperatures in Fairbanks, close to the freezing mark of 32 degrees. Happy spring, everybody. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So throughout my NYPD career, I never enjoyed writing traffic tickets. If I pulled you over and you were nice to me, I'd probably be nice to you and send you on your way without a summons. However, there were a couple of instances throughout my NYPD career where motorists were complete mamelukes before I even asked them for their paperwork. Whether they were rude or were challenging my intelligence, I was forced to think outside the box to teach them a lesson. One late night, I stopped a shyster attorney from ritzy Westchester County in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. After 5 p.m., the industrial area becomes a meeting place for prostitutes and their customers. As I walked up to the driver's side of the BMW, I could hear the driver complaining. Officer, I'm an attorney, and I know what this is. I says, well, what is it? He goes, you're stopping me because you see me driving a BMW in a poor neighborhood. I said, well, that's not, sir, I'm not going to debate you. I need to see your license or registration. So instead of looking for his paperwork, he pulls out a pen and paper and begins copying down my name and shield number while I'm standing outside his car looking like an idiot. I said, sir, I'm not going to ask you again for your paperwork, I said. Sensing he was pushing the limits, he put down his pen and finally handed me his documents. It was late in the evening and beginning to rain, and despite the fact he was being a mamelukh, I was going to let him off with a warning. I said, sir, if you'd let me explain what this is about, and he says, Ferrari, I'm a member of the ACLU, and I don't know what this is. And I says, okay, why? What is this? And he says, you think that because I'm driving a BMW in a poor neighborhood, that gives you the right to shake the trees. Well, it doesn't. You're violating my civil rights, and I'll be filing a formal complaint tomorrow with the Civilian Complaint Review Board. Unbeknownst to him, his taillight was out, initiating the car stop. To make matters worse, he was wearing a wedding ring and had a prostitute in the passenger seat. Without saying a word, I smiled, I took his paperwork, and went back to my vehicle. Inside my radio call, my partner couldn't stop laughing. Is this guy kidding me? We got him by the stones. I said, yeah, he just screwed himself, I replied, while I continued to write him a summons. Now, this guy thinks he's going to scam me off, but he didn't. So when I returned to Sammy the Shyster's BMW, he notices the yellow summons in my hand and goes wild. This is abuse of power, and I'm going to make you pay for this. I go, well, let me show you a little bit of abuse of power. My partner orders the prostitute out of the car and begins writing down her pertinent information. Name, date of birth, pimp, etc. And then I told the attorney, I go, let me tell you what's going to happen. Tomorrow, after you make that complaint of me, I'm going to call your house and have a little chat with your wife. And they start, no, I'm sorry, I was having a bad day. I says, and if you're not listening to the phone book, I'll drive up to your house with this crackhead and we'll both tell your wife what you were up to tonight. Now crying, he got on his hands and knees and started begging me forgiveness. Please, please, no, I'm so sorry. This will ruin my life. I said, so I guess we understand each other. He said, yeah, I understand, he sheepishly replied while taking the summons and thanking me actually for it. So you get a lot further with honey than you do vinegar. And be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
Do we love Vic Ferrari? I should have him in for a half hour, and he'll answer all your cop questions. All right, I'm Walter Sterling. This is a three-hour network radio show from coast to coast, live on Sunday night. Nothing else is live on Sunday night. We're in the 18-wheeler. We're in the car. It's the most beautiful time of day because we don't fit in. Ow. Ow. My earphones just ate my hand. We don't fit in. That's why we're together at this time. Anybody working the second and third shift, like a KXNT in Las Vegas, anybody working the second and third shift, you're special. You're magical because you're an individual. You can live alone. You can handle anything that comes your way. People who go to work at 8:30 in the morning, they can't handle anything without, you know, a group meeting. Let's have a team meeting, a team booster meeting. Let me tell you, run like hell. If during a job interview somebody says to you, are you a team player? Well, I'm not up to play on the Cleveland Indians. I'm not up for the Yankees. So it doesn't matter if I'm a team player. If I can do my job, it doesn't matter if I get along with others. This is one of the most bizarre evolutions in the American workplace. Not too long ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, success was measured by the achievement of tasks. What's the task? Hit these goals and you'll be a success. Hit these goals and you'll be a winner. We will love you if you sell this much. That was it. If you make a better product, everybody can see it's a better product. That's it. That's all you got to do. Now this strange thing has happened where it's necessary to get along. The most important quality that somebody can have is that they are kind. They're gentle. We've seen this on the national stage where we've gone from somebody who gets things done to somebody who's very pleasant. Raising your taxes, not getting along with China, Russia, all of that, but they're very pleasant. This trait, the character trait of being very nice, has become more important than achievement, than actual achievement. I have a lot of theories as to why that is, but if the measure is being kind and pleasant and people getting along, it also means that if you are harsh and quick and unpleasant, but you get your job done, it makes the people who are nice and don't get their job done more valuable. This is a terrible thing to happen, and it's new. It used to be that your success with a task justified all bad behavior, most bad behavior. Now, zero bad behavior is tolerated, period. You can't do anything wrong. You can't behave socially wrong. You can't raise your voice at work. You can't give an inappropriate compliment. Well, who decides if it's inappropriate? Not you. The person receiving the compliment is going to decide if it's inappropriate. You can't put the wrong tchotchkes in your office or on your desk. You can't have food that smells bad. You can't do anything at all except be nice. I didn't say you can't do anything except do your job well. That doesn't matter if you're at all unpleasant. At all unpleasant. Then that erases everything. One little unpleasantry, that erases everything. Our country was not built by people who were nice. Do you think Henry Ford was a pleasant guy? No. Do you think George Westinghouse was a pleasant guy? No. How about the food industry people? The Mr. Lay of Frito-Lay, the man who started National Biscuit Corporation. These were horrible people. Truly horrendous, ruthless competitors. David Sarnoff, the CEO of NBC RCA for like 50 years, he was such a horrible guy that the man who invented FM in an RCA lab and was cut off from funding, cut off in all sorts of horrendous ways from the ability to manufacture, hold the patents for FM radio, all of that. He killed himself. He killed himself because of the unpleasantries of David Sarnoff, apparently. Fred Silverman, the man who revolutionized network television, he ran ABC, NBC, and CBS, all three networks. Do you think he got those jobs by being a nice guy? I always loved when Kissinger was asked, what about Gorbachev? Isn't he great? Isn't it great that Gorbachev's head of the Soviet Union? And Kissinger said, you don't get to be the head of the Soviet Union by being a nice guy. Now we've entered an age where you must, above all, be pleasant. What? How does that have anything to do with skills and tasks? Therefore, for you and me, it is better for us to work overnight, where we have very little contact with other people and we can just do our job. This is ideal for those of us who don't really know how to be pleasant. I don't really know how to be pleasant on a consistent basis. I can't hold it in for that long, day after day. And I didn't have to for years because everybody around me was just as unpleasant. And all anybody cared about were the ratings or the profit. That's all anybody cared about. And if you're a shareholder, I think that's all you should care about. That should be quite enough. But it doesn't even matter anymore. If you have great numbers, great success, it doesn't even matter. What they want is somebody who's extremely pleasant, polite, nice, and doesn't offend anybody. In the past 2 weeks, there have been more incredibly talented, gifted broadcasters, executives fired for the wrong tweets. They weren't hired to do tweets, but they put out the wrong tweet, and they got fired for it. Unless it's in your job description that you are paid to do something, nothing else should enter the sphere of whether or not you're competent, successful, or good. Unless your job description says you will put out tweets, you should not be judged on your tweets. That poor woman who was appointed to be editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, that poor woman, she was screwed. She apologized 400 times for a comment she made when she was 17 on Twitter. She was clearly competent, had great jobs. She wanted to be the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, which, by the way, is a very bizarre publication. I mean, it really is. It isn't really for teens, is it? And she was fired. She quit. She quit the job. And I'm sorry she quit the job. A very unfortunate thing. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. You and I are together every week for three giant hours of fun. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? my thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Hyland's Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Hyland's. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Hyland's new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Hyland's. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Hyland's.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, we have so much fun, don't we? Every Sunday night, I get email, and I answer every email. It's WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail. It's always very exciting. And what else have I got for you? Yes, I'm looking for something to play for you that I'm very anxious to play for you. Let's see, we played the aliens, the Ozempic. You want to hear the Ozempic again, right?
Oh!
No, they're not paying me. They should be. I was making this amazing observation.
Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
That when I saw the Ozempic commercial, and I heard that song, which I hadn't heard in 50 years, terrible song, hate the song, everybody hates the song. It's right up there with Sky High by Jigsaw. Remember that? Or, well, Afternoon Delight has some benefits. But most of those songs don't. Well, anyway, I thought Dave Patton, the lead singer for Magic, probably the owner of the rights to that song, one day he's sitting there in Scotland, he gets a phone call, and they say, would you like to sell us that song? He's like, what the heck do I do with that? That's what happens when you have too much free time. I start to think about, how did the Ozempic people come to have that song? And have you noticed that with those cable commercials for prescription drugs, have you ever started to think, you know, I kind of wish I had that disease so I could use that medicine? I think that's a really bad way to look at the world, but I start to have that problem. Every now and then I hear a disc jockey who is just so good. He's just so good. He just cuts through an amazing talent. And I try to bring it to you. Like there was Bill Bailey at WAKY in Louisville. Bill Bailey at WAKY, he had the most amazing act. His act was that he was on for 4 hours and he had a story. He had long, long stories. But no disc jockey, no program director wants long, long stories on a top 40 radio station. And what this guy did is he told his long stories while playing the jingles and the records and the commercials in a normal way. So the story would just keep coming up for 4 hours. It was a brilliant. Then in England, in London, there was a guy named Alan Freeman. And he was the first one to play top 40 music on the BBC. Alan Freeman. And in America, the first one to play top 40 music in America was Alan Freed. I guess a lot of Alans needed to be free.
Radio 1 FM.
outrageous, lovable Andy Peebles for the last 2 hours on formidable 1FM. And in tonight's first three-hour Saturday-Sunday rock show, we line up not four, but six of your own chosen album requests that demand the appearance of Alice Cooper, Mountain, Pete Townsend. We have Phoenix, Blue Oyster Cult, and Jimi Hendrix. And we have the music of 1973 from the archives with Queen, along with House of Lords, Rory Gallagher, Mammoth, Dare, Emerson, Lake and Palmer at their best, Guns N' Roses, Brighton Rock, Jimmy Page, Def Leppard, Black Sabbath, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, A, and then some. Anyway, from a new album called In Your Face, question number one.
Why can't I hear that excitement on American radio anymore? I don't mean to sound like an old guy, but I'm going to sound like an old guy. There was a guy who was in love with what he was doing. He was on BBC Radio 1, the real station. Alan Freeman, now he's passed away, but oh my God, stunning. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Get in touch with that. Download my podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits, available at Apple iTunes. Midnight Misfits. I say things on the podcast I'm not allowed by federal law to say on the radio. How stupid is that? If I was in Australia, I could say all of it on the air. Please remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.